Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Poor Guru. He could have had his say today.
Well, he could have it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, he could. What is it now? Two games, Giants?
Well, there's a couple of things that I'm going to debunk today.
All right.
And you might not like it. In fact, I can guarantee you're not going to like it. So you're right. I am a bit spicy here on a Wednesday. But I was at the game last night, and I got to tell you, we were all dead wrong about these boys. Now, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know what the team is going to turn into in the near future, but they are not dead. And so that's the one reason I wish that Guru was here today, because he would be high as a kite on what San Francisco Giants baseball has become the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying they got a chance. They're two back, three if you add in the tiebreaker. They got one more today against the Diamondbacks. They got the seven against the Dodgers coming up ordinarily would sound like a gauntlet, but they're not playing great right now. Their pitching is questionable right now. So, I mean, if the Giants are to do it, they're going to do it through the Dodgers. They're going to have to go 5-2 against the Dodgers at least.
This ain't about who's coming up and who's on the rest of the schedule. I mean, seriously, you can't play the schedule game. You cannot play the schedule game in baseball. Have we not learned anything over the last 5.5 months about the San Francisco Giants? Have we not? You cannot play the schedule game with them. They might lose to the Marlins. They might lose to the White Sox. They also might win 9 in a row. They also might win 13 out of 16, which they're currently doing. They might lose 14 of 15 games at home, which has not been done since the team played at the Polo Grounds. You cannot assume anything about this baseball team. So don't talk to me about the Dodgers, because the Dodgers ain't in town today. The Dodgers don't play today against the San Francisco Giants. And that's really what we have come to learn about this team, is they might be the best team in baseball. They also could be the worst team in baseball. And you know what? To take a line from you, Steiny, that is baseball.
Well, baseball's spoken. And
what is it saying?
They're two back.
What is it telling you?
They're two back.
Without the tiebreaker, but yes, they're two back.
The way I look at the Giants season, they started well, they struggled in the middle, and now they're finishing well. Like, if you take the whole season in totality, 145 games, whatever they've played, and they've had stretches of up and down play, and then you think of Bob Melvin, and you think of a guy who doesn't display a lot of emotion, who's Mr. Even Keel. How can this season be a reflection? They were good in the beginning. They were bad in the middle. They're good now. And I know those are general, vague overall statements, but how can that be Melvin if you're good, bad, and then good? Oh, he wasn't managing well in the middle 2 months, but he managed great at the first 2 months, not so great in the second two, and then, boy, he's really picked up his managing in the last 5 weeks, Evan. It's like, no, he's been the same guy the entire season. They went through a slump in the middle of the year, and they're trying to overcome it right now.
Well, can I stick up for my guy?
Who's your guy?
Pat Burrell. This is the number one hitting team in baseball the last 2.5 weeks. I mean, if we're going to kill him and call for his head every other week because Rafi Devers can't hit the broadside of a barn, the moment this team is literally the best hitting team in baseball, which I...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By by the way, cannot explain. They are hitting above 300. They have hit the second most home runs since August 26th. They are carrying this baseball team that is falling apart in terms of its pitching staff. Where's Pat Burrell's love? Like, and I'm saying this facetiously, but the point is, you're right. You cannot come down someone's road for the entirety of the season, and then when a team begins to perform, not mention them. Everyone around here at some point or the other, myself included, has wondered if Pat Burrell should have a job. And I don't necessarily think he's doing anything differently. This baseball team is pulling rabbits out of hats left and right, and that's one of the reasons I want to go to the game last night, because I had to see it with my own two eyes.
Did you see Willard out there? The yard? He was there.
No, he had better seats than me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I got to believe it was 35,000 out there, so it was probably hard to find him.
There's less people. But I got to give him credit. Willard texted me right after Adames hit the home run ball, because I texted him and said, we almost caught that ball because we were in the bleachers. And he said, well, if you don't have a lot of people, because we don't have a lot of tickets, if you'd like to come by section, blah, 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 Christy and I are sitting down there and you can come join us. And I couldn't, because I didn't want to leave my party, and the bleachers were a lot of fun last night. But he did offer to hook it up.
It's a good man. Good man. What was it, about seven games? Oh, hey, what's up, Rizzotto? How you doing, buddy? Didn't even know I was missing the reads. Shows you how locked in I was today. You said it was a little bit of a disappointing crowd out there. I watched, obviously,
well,
on TV. And, yeah, some of the upper decks were, yeah, kids are back to school. It's week game.
It's also football season.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be fine this weekend against the Dodgers. But you know what? There's if anybody out there was saying a month ago, well, they're playing for Bob Melvin's job, well, then ink him to an extension for 2 years from now, baby. The pressure was on, and he picked up his managing style when they needed it.
He hasn't done a single thing differently. And I was tongue-in-cheek about Pat the Bat, because I don't know, maybe they ordered some more torpedoes. Like, I don't think the coaching staff has done anything differently. You want me to be honest? There's only one thing that's different about this team that I swear to God, I'm being 100% honest. There's one player who has changed this team, and you are all going to think that I'm absolutely crazy as this particular player. I swear to God, it's Drew Gilbert. Drew Gilbert has single-handedly changed this baseball team, and I'm being honest. He has brought college and minor league baseball to the pros. He has defibrillated the rest of these old guys on the roster. You know what it takes to make progress, Steiny?
What's that?
In any walk of life, it takes the wisdom of the elders and the youthful energy from someone like Drew Gilbert. I'm telling you, he's nuts, but he's the perfect kind of crazy for this baseball team. You think I'm playing?
No, I don't think you're playing.
They're 13-3 over the last 16. Since this guy came up and actually started producing in games that he has played, they're 14-4. Drew Gilbert has impacted winning, I would argue, maybe more than anybody on this team this season.
More than Devers?
Well, he's hitting the crap out of the ball, but he's got Devers alive. No, seriously, you see the way that people talk about him. You see the way that he interacts in the dugout. You see the way that he is able to get someone like a stoic Robbie Ray or the serious Matt Chapman to act like a kid again. That's what baseball's about. And this dude is up here doing God knows what in right field. And every single time you take a look at him, he's in the dugout getting choked out or slapping the side of the railing of the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, he's a spark plug.
Well, let me tell you something. If he's not responsible for this team going 14-4, or the main reason, that means it's just a coincidence. And if it's just a coincidence, and they go 3-7 in the next 10 games, I bet you he's not that little spark plug you think he is. You know, it's great when you're 14-4 over 18 games, Drew Gilbert, but kind of can get a little old if you start losing, Evan. That kind of youthful
So when they got Rafael Devers up until Drew Gilbert made his Major League Baseball debut, this team was 15 games below 500. They stunk. They were literally the worst team in baseball. And then what happened? They brought up a kid that no one expected anything from. And it's that's why I know that baseball is about numbers, but it's still a sport with human beings. And this individual human being, who on the weekends, I got to give it to my guy Dan Devone, calls him cuckoo. Well, I'll take it a step further. He is cuckoo Kadru. This guy is, he might be insane, I don't know. But on the ball field, he takes the pressure off of everybody else because everyone outside the lines is looking at him. He is making Adamas, Chapman, Devers, all these guys feel like kids again. And it's been at the perfect time of the season.
I'm not going to deny you that. And this has been a team that's energy's been questioned. So he sticks out like a sore thumb. Absolutely. However, you know, there is one thing that I'm worried about, and that is I think Major League I got to explain it on the other side, but I think Drew Gilbert and the Giants are just headed for a little trouble as it relates to Major League Baseball. That's all. That'll be my tease.
We could talk about
it. And I don't know. Something has to change, and I'll bet it changes sooner rather than later. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Cordelia RV Center.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.